Fight with Danger by Julia Chapman, read by Elizabeth Bauer. Harry Furness was the happiest man alive. Standing atop his dais, he surveyed the packed auction mart. A full house, not a space left on the tiered seating that ran around three quarters of the ring, the aisle down below them crowded with people too. And in the ring itself, a succession of top quality livestock, enough to get folk bidding and pushing up the prices. For an auctioneer in his prime, it was a joy to behold. Combine that with an unexpected win for Bruntcliffe Rugby Club at the weekend, and there was little more that could make a man happy. He glanced over to his right, to the petite figure sitting on the highest bank of seats. Surrounded by the bulk of farmers either side of her, she looked tiny, like a newborn Swaledale lamb amongst bruising Texel tups. Feeling the weight of his stare, she glanced up from the book on her lap and smiled. Dimples in her cheeks, her eyes holding his briefly before she looked away, cheeks afire, blonde hair falling over her face. Sarah Mitchell, the woman who'd captured Harry's heart, and who, by the end of the day, he hoped would have agreed to become his wife.
"We having an unscheduled break, Harry, or is the next lot coming any time soon?" shouted a dry voice from the other side of the grandstand.
I'd like to buy some lambs while they're still technically lambs, is all."
Harry pulled his attention back to his job and grinned at his heckler.
"Right you are, John. Keep your hair on. What little you have left of it."
A bellow of laughter rose from the audience. Harry tipped his head at his colleague working the gate, and a small flock of plump Beltex ewes and lambs jostled into the ring. Gavel in hand, lead auctioneer and the happiest man alive, Harry Furness resumed working.